We're sponsored by K.E. Cellars, Tyler's French Quarter winery, boutique-style winery in the on South Broadway across from the mall. I'm a red wine guy. People who know me know that. In the summertime when it's hot, I will sip a white wine because it's chilled. But in the here in the fall and the winter, I go back to my natural thing. I'm a red wine guy. My wife and I sat down last night to watch her favorite show, Grey's Anatomy, which, by the way, if you're a Grey's Anatomy fan, I think the show may have already started to jump the shark. It was kind of silly last night. But we sat down last night to watch Grey's Anatomy. I finished the bottle of K.E. Cellars Texas Sangiovese that I talked about last week. I wish I'd had another bottle. I opened a K.E. Cellars Texas Syrah for my wife, picked both bottles up right here in Tyler on my way home from work. Didn't drive to the county line, didn't go to a package store. Walked into K.E. Cellars. It's from the same people who brought us Keepersall Estates. What a great thing that was to bring to Tyler. It's a European-style boutique winery and tasting room, and that's what's important. It's a working winery. It's not a package store. And because it's a winery, you cannot make a mistake. Every bottle in the store is available to taste before you buy it. And that means the wines that are produced by K.E. Cellars here in Tyler using Texas-grown, Tyler-grown grapes, and other great Texas wines from around the state. It's a great place also to meet friends or your spouse after work for a meat and cheese tray and a bottle of wine. That's a great way to wrap up a work day. It'd be a great way to wrap up the work week. K.E. Cellars. It's Tyler's own European-style winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall. Spent quite a bit of time thinking about what we were going to talk about this week when yesterday the lead story on the network newscast on our own radio station here just dropped the topic in my lap. The school board in Portland, Maine has just made the decision to offer birth control pills to schoolgirls in its district as young as 11 years old. And guess what? Mom and Dad don't need to know. How phenomenally arrogant. Parents of young girls don't have the right to know that the school is giving them birth control pills. And please, spare me the talk about their privacy. When you're 11 years old, you have no privacy. I get to know everything about your life if I'm your dad. Because that's how it is when you're 11 years old. You can't handle privacy. You haven't earned the right to have privacy. You're not mature enough. The school board in Portland, Maine, acting out of the current, mostly liberal orthodoxy with respect to the education of children, which put simply is, we the government know what's best for your children. After all, it takes a village, and we run the village. My parents, God rest them, would vigorously disagree. My parents weren't about to give up an inch with respect to their role and their authority in my life. And God help me and whoever served me if I availed myself at age 11 of anything having to do with the enabling of underage, commitment-free, risk-laden sex. But therein lies the point. My parents would never succumb to governmental arrogance and would never concede their role in anything so pivotal in my life, but too many of today's parents are more than willing to stand down, and the acquiescence crosses cultural and economic lines. Poor mothers and poor fathers living in poverty job out the raising of their children to the public schools and the cruel streets upon which they live. Affluent parents contract the job to the child's probably private school and a full-time nanny. Neither is a substitute for committed parenting. The resulting vacuum opens the door for pinhead school trustees and administrators to decide that it's okay for 11-year-old girls to go on the pill without their parents' knowledge. If you're going to have sex and make a baby, you got to buy into the idea that it's your job to raise the child to responsible adulthood. That means, among other things, invoking your parental authority with sufficient forces to convince your pre-adolescent child that uncommitted sex is a bad idea and that you will not willingly put up with it. And that may mean missing a tea time or a nail appointment, or you may be late to a morning meeting at work, but it's your job. I've fathered two daughters. I love them more than I can put in words, but raising them has not always been fun or particularly rewarding. Not never. It's a lot of times a great job, but sometimes it's not a fun job at all. It was and is frequently frustrating. That's the way it is raising kids. But the fact that raising kids is many times difficult and unrewarding doesn't absolve anyone who has conceived a child of the responsibilities of the job, and I'll be damned if I'm going to let some school board take over the job of raising my child and decide that it's okay for her to have birth control pills. It's my job to convince her that it's a bad idea to be having sex at age 11. I'm not opposed to the idea of a village. A conducive village would be nice. I lived in one growing up. My village was populated by committed parents and not run by the school board who makes a decision that it's okay for my kid to go on the pill.